This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Law enforcement authorities are vowing to capture those responsible for the killing of an assistant U.S. attorney. The body of Jonathan Luna was discovered yesterday morning in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Jonathan Luna had been a prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore and was wrapping up a case against two alleged drug dealers. NPR's Brian Naylor has been following this story, and he joins me in the studio. Brian, bring us up to date on this case.
Renee, Jonathan Luna's body was found shortly before dawn yesterday in Brecknock Township. That's some 70 miles northeast of Baltimore in Pennsylvania's Amish country. There are conflicting reports as to whether he was in a field or a creek. His car was nearby. The coroner's office says that he had been stabbed repeatedly, beaten, and shot. It wasn't until yesterday afternoon that the body was identified as being Luna's. He'd failed to show up in court yesterday morning. Luna had been prosecuting two men, an aspiring Baltimore rapper named Deion Smith and an associate Walter Poindexter. The two had been charged with running a heroin distribution ring, in part out of a recording studio in Baltimore called Stash House Records.
And do authorities believe that these two are linked to Jonathan Luna's slaying?
They're not saying if there is a connection, and it's a very peculiar case. Luna was in his office late Wednesday night working out the final details of a plea agreement in which Smith and Poindexter agreed to plead guilty to the drug dealing charges in return for the government agreeing to drop conspiracy charges against them, which could have led to much longer jail sentences. The pair, by the way, had been in custody and remain so. And their lawyers say the two men were happy with a plea agreement. They had no incentive for wanting Luna killed. Smith's attorney said his client was about as ecstatic as you can be when you're going off to prison on a plea.
How are prosecutors reacting to the killing of one of their own?
They're angry and shocked. Luna's boss, U.S. Attorney Thomas DiBaggio, said yesterday that we'll find out who did this and we're dedicated to bringing the persons responsible for this tragedy to justice. That's a commitment from me, he said, and that's a commitment from every law enforcement officer in the state of Maryland. Luna was remembered as a guy who everyone liked, very personable, a New York native. He was a former assistant district attorney in Brooklyn. He also worked for a time at a big Washington, D.C. law firm. He was 38 and had a wife and two young children.
So what else are investigators looking at in this killing?
I talked to two former federal prosecutors yesterday who said there's no handbook for investigating this type of case. One said it'll be like any other murder investigation except for the intensity. This sort of case, one told me, shoots an arrow into the heart of law enforcement. The FBI is taking the lead on this. The U.S. Justice Department will be involved, federal marshals and local police. They'll be looking into his other recent cases, which involved everything from a man convicted of trying to burn down a house to force some Mexican immigrants out of his neighborhood to convictions in a crack cocaine ring in Baltimore.
You know, it seems quite rare to hear about the killing of a prosecutor.
It's rare, but it's not unheard of. The last murder of a federal prosecutor occurred 2 years ago in Seattle, where an assistant U.S. attorney was shot in his home. There's always a chance also that this could be just an act of random violence, but I think prosecutors are rather doubtful of that at this point.
Brian, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Brian Naylor.